Hi, brothers and sisters. This is Tony Allen with Signet4713.com, Audio Gospel Way. Today's episode is titled, Repent, for the Kingdom of God is at Hand. The Holy Spirit had pressed on me to speak on scripture from the book of Matthew, chapter 16, verse 1 through 4. And this is basically where Jesus is telling the Pharisees. They were asking for a sign of the times to come. And Jesus basically said, you wicked and adulterous generation, you all seek for a sign, but the only sign that will be given to you is the sign of the prophet Jonah. So let's read what it says, 16, verse 1. Then the Pharisees and the Sadducees came, and testing him, asked that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said to them, this is Jesus, when it is evening, you say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red, and in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and threatening. Hypocrites, you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the sign of the times. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and no sign shall be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. All right, stop right there. Now, what was Jonah known for doing? Jonah was known for his disobedience and not to hearken to the voice of the Holy Spirit. In this day and age, many of us can relate to the prophet Jonah, where the Father sends the Holy Spirit to those that have been born again and has asked for the Holy Spirit. It shall be given to all freely. So, with that being said, when you're born again, God expects you to walk in the ways of his son Jesus and to turn away from ungodly counsel. What we most of us do in our youth, especially in our youth, is we tend to allow the world to counsel us and show us the way, which causes us nothing but pain and heartache, not just for yourself, but for everybody in your inner circle, meaning family members, friends. Everybody becomes a part of your problem. All right, so now, as it is written in the book of Jonah, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come before me. All right, now, look at what's going on today in this time right now, 2021. Nothing but wickedness. Now, this is why the Spirit had pressed on my heart to speak on this thing. In today's society, what we see now is nothing but wickedness all across the United States, all across the world, across the globe. Violence, all these things. Everybody has turned away from the God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ and his counsel, and walked into the world's counsel and the world's way of thinking. And this is what we're seeing right now in this world. This is what we are witnessing. As it is written, as we read, verse 3, but Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, think about this for a second. The Lord chose Jonah, visited Jonah, and commanded Jonah to do what he asked him to do. What did Jonah do? Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, he ran from the Lord. We're running to the Lord, those of us that are believers. We're seeking his presence. We want Jesus in our lives. We want God to direct our paths. Jonah instead fled. He ran. All right, so watch what happens. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare, went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. So Jonah decided, okay, I'm leaving this town. I'm going to another town. This way, you know, God can't get to me. I'm running. I'm going on this ship. There's no way he's going to be able to deal with me then. All right. What he did was he underestimated the power of our Lord God and Jesus. All right. So verse 4, but the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea. Now, a tempest is basically a hurricane, right? The word tempest there, they didn't say hurricane, but that's what it basically is. Now, we all know how violent a hurricane can be. 100 miles per hour winds in some cases and more, as we've been witnessing here in this day. So that the ship was about to be broken up. All right, so now this hurricane had the ship going all kind of ways. All right, everything's just, you just get the image. Things are just flying off the shelves. The ship is going up and down, tossed by these big old waves or what have you. Waves crashing on the boat to the point where they starting to see water coming into the boat. So the mariners there, all right, as is written, verse 5, then the mariners were afraid. And every man cried out to his God. Now, think about that right for a second. God put that in for a reason. These mariners, they all cried out to his God. Now, each of them had a different God they were worshiping, obviously. Because when they cried out, nothing happened, right? So, as it reads, and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. All right, stop right there. Notice what happened in that particular verse. They started throwing all their supplies out of the ship because of this one person that was running from the Lord, or from this one person that decided to walk in lawlessness, ungodly counsel, or disobedience. Now, in this day and age, a lot of us can relate to Jonah. All right. We have people in our lives that go out there and walk in ungodly counsel or lawlessness and find themselves in trouble. What they want to do, they want to run to somebody's house and seek coverage, try to hide from the law or for the officers of the law, all right, which are appointed by God, good, bad, and ugly. There are a bunch of good officers out there, so let's just keep that in mind. But they are doing God's work, most of them. But my point I'm trying to make is, in this day and time, there's a lot of Jonas. There's a lot of people running from the voice of the Lord. God is telling them, listen, this is what I want you to do for the kingdom. What are they choosing to do? Listen to the world's counsel. Listening to their buddies. Hey man, you don't need to be doing that stuff. What? God doesn't care. Come on, hang out with us, you know. Hang out with us. Let's go ride up, blah blah blah. Let's go hang out here, this, whatever. What happens? They find themselves in trouble. Okay. Then they trying to find somebody's house to hide in once they get in that trouble. But when you pick by God, when you hand picked by God, you can't run from him. He's gonna come get you. Alright? So this is what happened to Jonah. So every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten the load. Now, like I said before, because it's one person, they lost all their goods, all their valuables, just because of Jonah. Everything that they had for their trip, they had to throw it away. They lost it. You know, everything that was going to sustain them, they lost it. They had to get rid of it. All right, now watch what Jonah does. They out there throwing stuff away. Jonah had gone down into the lowest part of the ship and laying down and went fast asleep. Now, do you get that picture for a second? Here's the one that's running from the Lord. All right, he knows in his heart that this is coming from the Lord. God is coming after him. What he does, he goes down there and goes to sleep. All right. So the captain of the ship, came to him, this is verse 6, and said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Rise, call on your God." In other words, the captain's saying, "Wait a minute now, hold on. You brought all this trouble up to us, and you're going to go and hide and not even try to call on God to stop our destruction because of you?" All right. So the captain said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us that we may not perish." Now, look at what happened. Because of Jonah going in that boat, first of all, running down to the bottom, thinking he can hide, the captain came and said, nah, bro. No, hold on. You're going to have to get up and do something about this because, hey, we all going down because of you. And look at this situation. This is so relevant to a lot of us in this day and age. We seek to aid and abet felons out there who are relatives close to us instead of doing the will of God. And what happens? Everybody suffers. You're going to go down with them. If you're not going to do the right thing, God is going to take, because of that one person, you're going to allow that person to take you down with the ship, basically. So this is very relevant to us in this day and age. There's a lot of Jonahs out there. All right, now, as it is written, "And they said to one another, come, let us cast lots, that we may know whose cause this trouble has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Okay, so basically they're saying, well, all of a sudden, where is this all coming from? You know, and before they probably had no issues traveling. Jonah gets on the ship, all of a sudden all these problems happen. All right, so they basically narrowed it down. Jonah, you're the problem, you're the cause. All right, so verse 7, as it says, "And they said to one another," all right, there's a button, excuse me, verse 8, "Then they said to him, please tell us, for whose cause is this trouble upon us? What is your occupation, and where do you come from? And what is your country, and of what people are you?" So he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." All right, verse 10. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "Why have you done this?" For the men knew that he had fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us?" For the sea was growing more tempestuous, meaning that hurricane was just getting more violent. I mean, the winds was just getting stronger and stronger. And as it is written in verse 12, "And he said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this is a great tempest. It's because of me." Now, Jonah at least decided, okay, instead of having, let's just put this in today's here and now. There's a lot of Jonahs, instead of them giving up, turning themselves in, which they should do if they broke the law, a lot of them decide to hide and they bring the whole ship down now, or bring the whole family down in a sense, those that are aiding and abetting. Instead, Jonah owned up to it. He said, okay, it's me. All right, so I don't want you guys to get hurt. So Jonas basically said, just pick me up and throw me into the river or the sea, and it should be calm. And they said to him, and he said to them, pick me up and throw me into the sea. Then the sea will become calm for you, for I know that this great tempest is because of me. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to return to land, but they could not, for the sea continued to grow more tempestuous against them. All right, so instead of them giving Jonah up, they decided we're going to have mercy on you and try to work this out. And like I said, in this day and age, we can relate to the story by thinking we can manipulate the situation for those that have broke the law instead of doing what's right. All right, so verse 14. Therefore they cried out to the Lord and said, "We pray, O Lord, please do not perish for this man's life, and do not charge us with innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. All right, so there it is. Apparently, Jonah was the issue. And like I said, in cases where you have someone that has broke the law, and in your heart, you know to do the right thing for that person is to have them surrender themselves and do what's right for everybody involved, especially if someone has brought the problem to you or to your house. You should do the right thing. All right, so there's a lot of lessons in this for us in this day and age. All right, so verse 15. So they picked Jonah up and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly and offered a sacrifice to the Lord and took vows. Now, one thing about this also, when I started out this message, Jesus said, the only sign that you would get is the sign of the prophet Jonah. Now, in this book, Jonah was swallowed up by a big fish. Now, and it was in that time that Jonah came to realization that only God can save him. Now, this is a foreshadowing also when Jesus said the only sign, basically, in the Old Testament, when he said this in Matthew about Jonah, he said, this is going to happen to me, but in different ways. In other words, Jesus had to go in the depths of hell for 3 days and 3 nights, but hell could not contain him. It had to vomit him up and release him. This is what happened to Jonah. Jonah cried out to the Lord God, and God hearkened to his voice and spit him out back on to dry land where he was supposed to be at anyway. All right, so the message here that the Holy Spirit is relaying is that we in this nation and all nations over the globe, we must repent and turn away from our wicked ways, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The sickle is in his right hand. The harvest is ripe. We must turn away from our wicked ways. Repent. Repent to God before it's too late. Turn away from all the things, the ungodly things that we have been doing. Walking in lawlessness. Walking in lawlessness is basically walking in ungodly counsel. And when you do that, God cannot bless you. You lose your blessings. If you don't understand, brothers and sisters in Christ, when Jesus came back, Jesus came, as the Bible says, as it's written, he is the second Adam. And if he is the second Adam, this means this is the new garden. Now, how do you lose the blessing? Just as Adam did. He walked in ungodly counsel. We are still doing that to this very day and age. We're allowing the world to counsel us and tell us how we should walk in this life. You cannot do that in this day and age. If you are a child of God, we belong to the kingdom. We belong to the kingdom of God. This world is not our home. We must start learning to walk in the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. This world is not our home. We must learn to walk in the ways of Jesus Christ. That way is truth and life. Okay? The Word of God is living. The Word of God is living. We must open the Word of God and read it and get it into our hearts. Learn, turn from our wicked ways. Allow the Spirit to direct your path. Get away from the world system and the world's way. It's only going to lead to your own peril, destruction, and harm. And those of us that are listening or allowing the enemy to dictate how we should live, how we should think, it's going to lead to destruction for you and for everybody around you. Brothers and sisters, the kingdom of God is at hand. The sickle is in his right hand. The threshing floor is ripe and ready. We must turn away from our wicked ways. Repent. That means to turn away. Seek God. Turn away from those things that was bringing nothing but destruction. And that cycle, that revolving door, where you feel like this episode is playing again in life. Why am I going through this again? Why have I not grown? Because we have not repented and turned away from our wicked ways and allowed God to be our provider and provisioner. Instead, we allow the world system and the worldly way to dictate how we should live, how we should think. You can't have it both ways. You can't be in the world and in the kingdom. It's either one or the other. We need to repent and turn away from our wicked ways and seek the Lord God, his face. Read the word. Get it in your heart. This is the only way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Heavenly Father, have mercy on these nations. I pray for the nation of Israel and Jerusalem for peace. I pray for this nation, the United States, that we may turn away from our wicked way and turn to you, Lord. Hear our voice. So we ask this in your Son Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. God bless.